we present Kipling in Love, 8 plays based on short stories by Rudyard Kipling, dramatized by Ed Thomason. Mamta Kash plays Lisbeth, Dominic Letts, Paul Cordray, and Shelley Thompson, Alice, in Lisbeth. Dehradun in northern India in 1886.
Carry your bag. This way to Pakka Carriage Service. Carry your bag.
Move on there. Don't make nuisance. Move on.
Carry your bag. This way to Pakka Carriage Service. Carry your bag. Excuse me, station master.
Yes, my lady. What can I do for you?
The train from Delhi. I'm meeting my husband.
Delayed 1 hour.
Oh, no.
Obstruction on line. Very sorry, my lady.
Is there somewhere I can find refreshment?
I show you tea, gin and tonic. Good beer.
Sounds lovely. Where?
There is an establishment across the square, my lady. They call it hotel, but you must take care.
Will there be water for my horses?
Yes, yes. Cab horses there. Leave horses to me.
Very well. Show me.
Follow, please.
This is the place.
Yes.
Give my horse something to drink, please. My husband is Great Saab from Delhi. He comes on the big train. Understand?
Blessing on you and your Saab, milady. Please, you go in.
How can I offend your customers when you have no customers? I'm your customer.
I do not want your custom.
He does not want my custom. Is business so good? Look at this place. Even the flies are given up.
Get out!
I have money. Give it up, please.
Excuse me.
Oh, 1,000 apologies, ma'am. Stop.
May I have some tea?
Of course. Oh, please, you to sit down, madam. See? Now I have a customer. Get out!
Gin, no tonic.
The ma'am sahab does not wish to see your cracked old face while she takes tea.
Please don't refuse the lady on my account.
There.
If madam is sure.
Most certainly.
Very well. Here, take it. And be quiet. Please to sit down, madam.
Thank you.
The ancient one is a bit touched, you know. But harmless enough, madam.
I'm sure I will be all right. I have to wait for the train from Delhi. But I have my embroidery with me.
I will serve tea toot sweet, madam.
Thank you.
Like Penelope, she sits and waits.
Quite right. Although my Ulysses will come armed with butterfly nets, not a sword and shield.
Ah, a man who seeks butterflies. How interesting.
You have read Homer, then?
I knew a real Penelope. A rare specimen.
Really?
Your tea, ma'am, sir?
I would like this lady to join me.
What?
Won't you, please, and tell me the story of your Penelope?
She was called Elizabeth.
Ah.
For a gin, I'll tell you about her.
Can we have another gin, please?
If you insist, madam.
I do.
Large one. It's a long story.
Very well.
She was the daughter of a poor farmer, high in the Himalayas. When his maize failed 2 years together, he knew he had no choice but to take his wife and baby daughter down to the Kotgarh mission. The little girl took to Christianity readily. Although her Christian name was never used, she was always known as Lisbeth, which is the Pahari or hill pronunciation. Even after her mother and father were taken by the cholera, and she lived with the chaplain and his wife as half-servant, half-companion.
Lisbeth! Lisbeth! Oh, where is that girl? Lisbeth!
What is it, my dear?
Walter, it's really too bad. Just look at this mess. I'm expecting Violet for tea.
Ah.
The luncheon dishes have just been left and nothing is ready. Lisbeth! Ah! Lisbeth, there you are. Excuse me, please, but who is Dinah of the Romans?
What's that?
It is written here.
Let me see. Ah, A poem?
Poem? Lisbeth, there is a mountain of work to be done here.
One moment, Edith.
I'm expecting Violet.
Very good. Neatly termed. I see. Yes, Diana was the virgin goddess of hunting. Who wrote this, Lisbeth?
Oh, the young man who came to preach here last Sunday.
Did he know?
Bright young chap. You have stories about this Diana in books?
Yes, in the bookcase in the hall. A large red volume.
Thank you. Lisbeth, what about the dishes?
I will return.
Well, honestly, I sometimes wonder who is the servant around here.
I suppose one cannot ask a stately goddess to clean plates.
I beg your pardon?
Well, this is written as an ode to Diana, but it's quite clearly to our Lisbeth. I mean, there aren't many women around the place who are 5 feet 10 inches tall, with Greek face and lustrous eye.
Well, really, Walter. And he seems such a respectable fellow.
Oh, there's no harm in it, Edith. Lisbeth is an innocent creature. I must say she's turned into a fine Christian young woman.
Well, I wish you'd explain to her that good works begin at home.
Aha. The chaplain's wife did not know what to do with her. Lisbeth played with the children and took classes in the Sunday school and sat at the top of the house reading for hours.
You make her sound like a princess in a fairy tale. Was she very beautiful?
What is beauty? I'll tell you this. Many a visitor to the mission asked to paint her picture, and she only ever granted that favor to one. Another gin, perhaps?
Of course. More drinks, please. Do go on.
One day, a few months after she was 17 years old, she went out for a walk. Walking was Lisbeth's pleasure. She would walk all day, 20 or 30 miles. This day she came back at dusk with something heavy in her arms.
Lisbeth, what on earth?
Please, make you want to...
Of course. Walter, Walter, come quickly.
What is it, Edith? Goodness, who have we here?
This is my husband. Your what? What did you say? My husband. I found him. He is mine.
Good Lord, don't be so ridiculous.
For one moment, Edith. Where did you find this man, Lisbeth?
On the buggy road. He has hurt himself. We will nurse him, and when he is well, he shall marry him to me.
Stop saying that. It's preposterous.
But I love him.
I think we must look to his injuries before we do anything else. See, look, his head is bleeding. Lisbeth, go quickly and fetch hot water.
Very well. Good Christian girl, indeed. She has the instincts of a heathen.
Don't fret, Edith. Perhaps you could fetch the medical kit while I wash my hands. There. Long time since I've stitched a wound, but not a bad job, I think.
His breathing has settled.
Yes, he should be fine now. He has a temperature, so he'll be a little feverish when he does wake.
I will stay with him. Now, Lisbeth, you must put this nonsense out of your head. It is not nonsense. I love him.
Oh, really? How could you love someone with whom you've never exchanged a word?
Edith.
Walter, you cannot pick up an injured party and just claim him. It's not done. It is not Christian to marry the man you love.
It is not proper to talk this way about someone who is sick and unconscious.
I will nurse him, and when he's conscious, I will marry him.
Oh, you will see.
Well, I don't know about that, Lisbeth, but I do know this man needs rest and quiet. Now, come along. Come along.
But it takes a great deal of Christianity to wipe out uncivilized Eastern instincts, such as falling in love at first sight.
Partridge. Yeah, Partridge. Heel, heel, pretty boy. Where's my boy?
Trying to fix. Do you have a
fever? King Crow. We'll take him.
Sleep, my boy. Sleep now.
Any change since this morning?
Oh, he's still delirious.
Oh, well, look in on him after supper.
I think the fever will break soon.
Oh? That is a very forthright opinion, Lisbeth.
Yes. If nothing else, this little episode has brought out Lisbeth's hidden talent. I think perhaps I should arrange a nursing post for her at Simla.
No.
You will benefit from genteel surroundings. This place is too out of the way.
I won't go. My place is here with the man I love.
Now, Lisbeth, I forbid you to talk like that.
I will not go to Simla.
Oh, dear.
I will not have these tantrums, these shameless outbursts. This is a civilized household.
Hello?
Thank God. The fever is past.
Fever?
This is the 14th day.
Where am I?
Oh, the Kotkara mission. Are you a soldier?
No. Why do you ask?
Oh, you have been with the Punjabi Mohammedan regiment, I think. You were talking about their timbers.
Oh, yes. I saw them in Mao. They have partridges like pet dogs. It's very strange.
Here. You must drink.
Thank you.
Ah, invalid on the mend. Hello, I'm Walter Grogan, Padre here.
How do you do? Paul Caudray.
Glad to have you back in the land of the living, Paul.
I can't thank you enough. I was just remarking to your wife here that I'm...
My wife?
This lady.
Oh, no, this is not my wife. This is Lisbeth. Lisbeth is... Well, Lisbeth.
The last thing I remember is reaching out for a fern I wanted to look at. I must have put my foot on a rotten tree trunk and over this little cliff I went.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Surely you weren't travelling alone.
No, the coolies must have run off with my bags.
Heathens will do that.
You must drink.
Thanks.
Don't hover, Lisbeth.
Well, I've been travelling for the last year, hunting for plants and butterflies for a book I'm writing. So nobody knew anything about me, and there I might have lain until the kites picked my bones.
But for Lisbeth.
Indeed. But for the lovely Lisbeth.
I think we're ready for pudding. Lisbeth, you'll find a covered basin in the pantry.
Yes, ma'am.
He made small haste to go away, and it wasn't because of the puddings.
Here, the flowers from the bush you were talking about yesterday.
Ah, where very the flora.
You can paint it without tiring yourself hunting for it. You're looking much better today.
Yes, I walked for half an hour after breakfast.
Good.
Hello there, Padre.
Hello. I say, these watercolours of yours are very good, Paul.
Thanks.
Do you exhibit them?
No, but I'd like to use them in my book.
I must go in. You are really feeling stronger.
Of course.
I know what bush you would like, but the butterflies come.
Ah, lantana bush. Ever seen one, Padre?
I don't think so. Not too hot on flora and fauna.
Oh, you'd remember if you had. I saw one once, alive with a cloud of butterflies. Your wings of black crepe, transparent, you know. Red underneath, like... Like ladies in long Paris dresses.
I say.
You know it already then, this bush. You don't want to see?
Of course. Of course I do.
Good. Tomorrow we go.
I had not thought to see so many poppies this far north. Look. Crimson, purple, carpet of them.
Even in the hills, there are poppies. My father had his own field once. Oh, you must not tire yourself. Please, to sit down for a while.
Are you tired?
No, I never tire of walking.
Me too. Your country is strange and beautiful.
can't get enough of it. That other Indian life one reads about, you know, clubs and what passes for society, bores me to death. But here, the vast stretches, intense silences, the mountains like distant gods, looking down, the night that swoops down with no twilight.
And your country? What is it like?
I come from Birmingham. A place made filthy by men and machines. Though I must admit I am here because of it. My father made a lot of money with his business when the railways came.
You do not miss your people?
Not a bit. If I were in Sutton Coldfield, I would not be here talking to you, would I?
Oh, I'm not a talker.
And I talk too much. You must tell me when I do.
No. Your voice touches my heart.
Not a talker, she says. Come, I want to explore the Karanga bush yonder. The Latin name is Carissa Karanga.
The air is all perfume.
Yes. Wonderful, isn't it? I'll cut a spray for you. Grief. Look at this.
It is a shrine. There are many such.
Yeah, I know, but I've never seen an effigy like this. A cobra.
Let us leave this place.
Oh, wait. Look over there. See, in the shade of the tall bush.
Yes, I see him. Let us go.
But he's only a sadhu. He's covered with a loincloth, quite respectable. Give me your hand. Come, closer. Look. He's daubed his skin with ashes. Amazing.
Please, let me go.
Perhaps he'll let me sketch him.
He's not a holy man. I go.
Lisbeth, wait.
Go!
Here, I have the Carissa Karanga for you.
Thank you.
Why did you run away?
I did not want that man to see me.
Sadhu, why not? Holy men won't harm you.
Holy men? Huh?
You know him?
He's from my village. He has had two wives and raised a dozen children. When the children were grown up, then suddenly he becomes a sadhu.
Is that a bad thing? A man can change.
This I know, but his children and grandchildren follow him still. They might have been there, hidden from our eyes. If they see me, it is bad.
But why?
They are hill girls like me. They hate me because I'm Christian now. They say I have become a white woman and wash myself daily. There is no greater insult they can give. I do not like to meet them.
I understand.
Oh, Paul, do you? I believe you do.
Of course.
Oh, we are kindred souls, are we not? You have wandered far from Birmingham, just as I have left the hills.
I suppose so.
I knew it the first time I saw you. Lying on the ground like a child asleep. My heart was gone.
What a funny girl you are.
Don't call me a girl. I'm a woman.
And a beautiful one. Here, let me put this flower in your hair. And tomorrow, instead of painting silly old plants, I will paint you. How about that?
If you want.
Ah, she was an innocent young thing. He gave her pet names like his plants, and Lisbeth was very happy while that fortnight lasted. But then the day approached when he was to go.
Lisbeth, my dear, don't take on so.
But you cannot lock yourself away like this.
For goodness sake, Walter, we cannot have this.
I've tried to talk to her, but I'm afraid she just won't listen.
In that case, I will do something about it myself.
Edith, please.
You do understand, Mr. Cordray. I just cannot have any further fuss or scandal.
Of course.
She is but a child, you know, and I fear, at heart, a heathen.
Don't concern yourself, Mrs. Grogan. I will do as you suggest.
And he did. When he went away, Lisbeth walked with him up the hill as far as Narkunda and returned to the mission not as miserable as when she left.
Ah, Lisbeth. So, he's gone.
Yes. You walked with him to the ridge?
Yes.
Well, Lisbeth, I'm glad to see you bearing up so well.
I can wait.
Wait?
He will come back and marry me.
Now, Lisbeth.
He has promised.
What has he promised, Lisbeth?
What I say. He will come back and marry me. He has gone to his own people to tell them so.
Well, did you hear that, Edith?
Yes, my dear, I heard.
When at the end of 2 months, Lisbeth grew impatient, she was told that the Englishman had gone over the seas to England. She knew about England because of her geography books. But what was the sea? Being a hill girl, she had no idea. There was an old puzzle map of the world in the house. She put it together in the evenings and cried to herself and tried to imagine where her Englishman was. Until the chaplain's wife could stand it no longer.
Lisbeth, you must grow up and reconcile yourself to the truth.
Leave me alone.
I will not leave you alone. He is not coming back.
He loves me. He will come.
He does not love you. He is an Englishman, for goodness sake.
You know nothing.
I do know.
What do you know?
I know that he is engaged to a girl at home. I know that he said... What he said to you.
That he loves me?
Yes, yes. He said that to keep you quiet.
Keep me quiet?
To stop you making a fuss. But clearly that has not worked.
What he said was untrue.
He said it out of consideration for you, child.
And you? You have been his partner in this? You have let me believe he would come back to me.
I dislike anything in the shape of fuss or scandal. The thought of it makes me ill.
You lied to me.
Both of you lied to me. Lisbeth, where are you going? Lisbeth! No, I'm not Lisbeth!
What on earth is going on?
Off with these clothes! Oh. They are Lisbeth's! You have killed Lisbeth!
What?
Don't listen to her, Walter. I say you have killed Lisbeth! Only left old Sodu's daughter. The daughter of a Bahari.
Oh! Oh! My child, please, in the name of decency.
From now on, I will dress in the dress of a hill girl. I will take back the nose stud and the earrings. I will braid my hair with the pigtail. I will go dirty and smell.
My dear girl, what has happened?
I'm going back to my own people. You are all liars, you English.
Well.
Never mind, Walter. She was always an infidel at heart.
An infidel at heart? When we took her into the Church of England at the mature age of 5 weeks?
Walter?
I shall be in my study. I have a sermon to write.
Well?
So the chaplain's wife had her way. Lisbeth was gone, and she never came back.
What became of her?
She married a woodcutter, who while he lived, beat her after the manner of Paharis. Ah, your waiting is done. Fare you well, Englishwoman.
Hey, Mehboob Ali, rouse yourself. The train brings your customers. They all fall on the ample bosom of your hospitality, like the flies on the camel dropping.
The bill, please.
Frank! Frank, over here!
Hello, darling. Sorry you had to wait. Oh, tree on the line.
Oh, good journey apart from that.
Oh, not bad. I can't wait to get up in those hills.
Let me take those nets and things. Buggy's this way.
There. That's about it.
Your bucket carriage, cab this way, please.
Watch where you are going, little Finn.
What's this? A walking dung heap?
Out of my way.
No, it's Lisbeth of the Kotagana mission. Hey, call a policeman. Lisbeth's drunk again.
Oh, please.
Watch out. She'll fight in the camels.
That's enough, boy.
Oh, hey, what are you doing?
I'll box your ears if you don't leave that old lady alone.
That's not an old lady. It's a smelly Lisbeth.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, Mum, sir, I hear.
Teddy, on, old girl. He's only a young whippersnapper.
He's a tyke who should have respect for his elders and betters. Now get along with you.
Yes, yes, Mum, a thousand apologies.
Go around India defending old crones like that and you'll never do anything else. Come on, get up.
She wasn't always an old crone.
No.
That botany Bible you're always referring to?
By Cordray, yes.
Written by one Paul Cordray, wasn't it?
That's right. Wonderful tome, full of excellent drawings, and a first-rate glossary.
Well, listen, and I'll tell you the story of one of his specimens that didn't even rate a footnote.
In Lisbeth by Rudyard Kipling, Mumta Kasch played Lisbeth, Dominic Letts, Paul Cordray, and Shelley Thompson, Alice. Charubala Chokshi played the old Lisbeth, Peter Penry Jones, Walter Grogan, Tina Gray, Edith, Rajiv Mukhar, the boy, Lyndon Gregory, the station master, and Colin Pinney, Frank. Original music was composed and played by Trevor Allen Davis. Lisbeth was dramatized by Ed Thomason and directed by Adrian Beam.